Well, good morning, church family. It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh my goodness, I am so excited that you are here today. This is a very special day, but before I tell you why, first I'd like to say, if today is your first time here or your first time in a long time, I'd like to say welcome home. If you wouldn't mind, the pew in front of you, there's a yellow card. It looks just like this. If you wouldn't mind filling that out, and then a little bit later when the offering plate comes by, if you wouldn't mind putting that in there, or if you'd like, you could take it down to the blue wall. There's a sign that says welcome. And we have a gift for you. I promise we're not going to call you 13 times a week asking you questions that you don't really care to know the answer to. We just want to know how we can pray for you. And we would like to tell you thank you so much for visiting us here at First Baptist Church. Now, as I said, today is a very special day. And the reason why is today is our youth-led Sunday, if you couldn't tell, which are they not wonderful? They are so great. They have been working so hard for the last couple of weeks, and we're actually spoiled because we get to hear this band every Sunday evening during Best Night of the Week. Today, you will see not only these students, but several others of our teenagers serve in various capacities of today's service. And then after Bible study this morning, we would love to invite you over to the gym for a free lunch. The lunch does not cost anything. It is just another way for some of our other students, some of our students who are a little more stage shy, if you will, to continue to serve you. But this is a fundraiser for our youth in order to raise money for camp. In fact, we're trying to raise $11,325. And so the way we're going to get that goal is right out here in the foyer where all these pictures from past youth camps are, there's some envelopes. And if you wouldn't mind grabbing that envelope, if you feel so led, and on there is a number, maybe it says 24. If you wouldn't mind putting $24 in that envelope, the envelopes range all the way from $1 to $150. And if we can get all of those envelopes filled, we will hit our goal of $11,325 so that we can take these teenagers to youth camp where we can continue to learn how to grow his kingdom. Church, I'm so thankful for you here today. Let's continue to worship our risen King. I'm going to pray, and then afterwards, children, if you'll come on up for children's time. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for being our risen King. God, we ask that you be with us this morning. We ask that you open up our hearts and our minds to hear you. God, we thank you for all these teenagers. Please calm any nerves that they may have and hide them behind your glory and your throne, God. We love you and we thank you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Children, if you'll come on up for Emma and Avery time.
Okay. Hello. Does anyone know what I'm holding? What do you guys think this is?
A weight.
Yeah, so this is called a dumbbell. And do you guys know what a dumbbell is used for?
Lifting?
Lifting, yeah.
It's to gain muscles.
Mm-hmm. So raise your hand if you've ever worked out before.
No.
So do you guys play sports? Sports is a form of working out.
And after that workout, did y'all feel like tired or just energized and ready for more?
Tired.
Tired.
Me too. So I try to work out 5 days a week, which I know it seems like a lot, but I use weights or barbells like this to help get my muscles stronger. And did you know it's the same way with our spiritual muscles too?
We need to exercise our faith for it to get stronger too. Just like our regular body's muscles, if we don't exercise them, they'll become weak.
So has anyone ever broken a bone and had to get a cast? You've broken a bone? What'd you break?
My foot.
Your foot? Okay.
And like when they took the cast off, what did it look like? Pretty gross. Was it kind of gross?
Not really. Yeah. I wasn't in the cast.
Has anyone else ever broken anything?
Not yet.
Okay. So when they took off the cast, it probably, I've broken a bone before, and when they took it off, it was probably gross, it was weak and pale, and that was due to the lack of use. And did you know that if we don't exercise our faith regularly, that can happen too?
Brynn, can you read this all the way to 13?
Sure. Not that I have already reached the goal or that I am already perfect, but I am every effort to hold it. Because I have also been taken to the hold of my by Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead.
So what do you think are some ways you can grow your faith? What do you think?
Praying.
You can read the Bible.
So there are many ways, like reading the Bible, going to church, praying.
Our faith is strong. Having faith in God often requires choosing to have confidence in Him and what He has done for us.
So our church is currently going, it's coming up to summer, and we're currently planning VBS, mission trips, youth and kids camp, and maybe you guys think that you're too young to lead or go to the Dominican, but God says in Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone look down on you because you were too young.
You can still help in many ways, like praying for those that are going, helping to get donations for the church, and inviting your friends to VBS.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the youth for helping with services and lunches. Help us to exercise our faith and to continue to grow strong in our relationship with you and to have the courage to trust in you completely. Amen.
Will you stand with us as we continue to worship this morning?
Never seen.
You may be seated.
Walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the appearance of a fourth is like a son of the gods.
I know I'll never be alone, but it was enough. of burdens, where another died for me. There is another in the fire. I'm no longer a slave to my sin anymore. Should I fall in the space between what remains of me and this reckoning? Either way, I will bow to the things of this world. And I know I will never be alone. There is another in the fire, standing next to me. There is another in the waters, holding back the seas. And should I ever need reminding, what power set me free? There is a grave that holds no body, and a power lives in me. The light in the darkness, as the darkness bows to him. I can hear the roar in the heavens, as the space between wears thin. I can feel the ground shake beneath us, as the prison walls cave in. Nothing stands between us, nothing stands between us. Darkness, as the darkness bows to him, I can hear a roar in the heavens, as the space between wears thin. I can feel the ground shake beneath us, as the prison walls cave in. Nothing stands between us, nothing stands between
Dear God, please let us. Dear God, please let us use this offering to your glory. Please help the missions reach those who can't go to church because maybe there is no church. Please help those in countries where church isn't allowed. Please use this money to your glory. Amen. Thank you.
Has always been such a super formative experience for me. I've been going from when I was a sixth grader until last year as a freshman in college, where I got to go as a youth intern. I have always loved youth camp. It's been a chance for me to kind of break the routine of my life, to escape anything that was stressing or worrying me, and to just reevaluate where I was in my walk with Christ. And my faith itself could often become a routine, and so a chance to break that and really think about what I was doing, but also just listen to what God had to say to me. He always had something to teach me in that week, and it wasn't always what I expected, but it was always fun and rewarding to just listen to his voice and hear what he had to teach me. That did not stop as the intern. It continued, but beyond that, I got to see a whole other side of the camp. I got to see the amount of work, organization, and prayer that was just poured into that week by organizers of the camp, leaders, any mentors that came. And it was just, I don't know, it was super cool. And beyond that, to see the way God was working in the lives of the teenagers of our church, to see them meet with God and hear his voice and learn from him. It was super rewarding to see the way he was working in people beyond myself. And even beyond our church, the way that same thing was happening in other churches and hearing other youth leaders talking about it. It just brought youth camp to a whole other scale for me, and just seeing how many people God was reaching and how much he was working in that week. It was a really rewarding experience, and I'm thankful for it.
Hi, my name is Sarah Heslip, and at camp this summer, I accepted a call into missions. I chose to let go of the plan that I had for my life and allow God to fully infiltrate my life in every aspect of it. And since doing that, God has been faithful in giving me opportunities to live my life for him. And one of the opportunities that I'm extremely excited about is this summer I get to be a youth intern in our youth group this summer. So, yay!
Well, good morning again, church. So what you just saw was the testimony from two of our former students. Becca Tietze grew up in this church. She was a freshman when I got here, and last summer she had the opportunity to be our summer intern. Sarah Heslip, who is actually one of the daughters of Pastor Stephen and his wife Heather, she will get to be our girl summer intern this summer. So we're extremely excited, and kind of what we've been doing as a church, going for these million moments. A lot of people don't really know what these moments are or how we define these moments. And these moments can be as small as having a conversation with your child around the dinner table, or they could be as large as surrendering to missions, like you heard from Sarah just a moment ago. But then everything in between helps build the kingdom of God. And so that is what these students are going to share with you here in just a moment. It's just kind of these small moments. Some of them seem insignificant from youth camp, but they add up to something much bigger than themselves. They add to really what you do in their lives to help build the kingdom. So every time you pray for one of our teenagers, every time you contribute to a fundraiser, or every time you see one of our students in the hall and you smile at them and tell them good morning, you're building the kingdom. Because all of these small moments have a greater impact. So I have five amazing teenagers up here for you. You might recognize some of them. Some of them, maybe you don't. So we're going to kind of, Audrey, let's start down at the end with you. If you wouldn't mind, Audrey, tell everybody your name.
Hi, I'm Audrey.
Thank you, Audrey. Okay. Now, if you'll tell them your name, your grade, and how many times you've been to youth camp.
Okay.
And if there's anything else, I'll be sure to interrupt you again. Okay. You're doing really good, by the way.
Okay. My name is Audrey Brish. I am a junior, and this will be my second year going to camp.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Andrews. I am also a junior in high school, and this is going to be my sixth year going to youth camp.
Hi, I'm Sean Gage. I'm in eighth grade, and it's going to be my third year going to camp.
Hi, I'm Max Carroll. I'm in eighth grade. It's going to be my first year going to youth camp at this church, but my third year going to youth camp overall.
Hi, my name is Kyle McComb. I'm in eighth grade, and this is my third year going to church camp.
Awesome. So that's a little bit about them. Again, you might recognize some of them. Max, as he said, this is his first year to go to youth camp with us. He and his family are fairly new to our church, and so we're excited that not only did he say yes to camp, he and his sister, but that he was willing to come up here in front of everybody. When he was asking about the interview, he said, "So, are you going to interview me in front of a camera?" And I said, "No, we're gonna be up on the platform in front of everybody." And I thought that was going to scare him to death, and he goes, "Cool." So, let me just ask a couple of y'all some questions so that way, because maybe not everyone has been to camp before. So, Mackenzie, let me ask you this. What is one of your favorite camp memories?
So my favorite camp memory was last year on the last night of camp, and me and Avery walked into the common area in the dorms where we were staying at, and we saw all these girls from other churches having a dance party and a karaoke party. We joined them and danced and sang all night until curfew. It was so much fun.
You went to bed at curfew, right?
Yeah, sure.
Good answer. Okay, Sean, hopefully you have a better memory.
So my favorite memory is overall playing Ultimate Frisbee, but there's this one specific moment where my friend group decided, let's play Ultimate Frisbee in the hallway. And so we started throwing it. I chipped the light a little bit, I'll admit it. But
what hallway?
The one we were staying in.
In the dorms?
Yeah. Anyways.
Dude, the camp director is right there. That was you?
That wasn't all me. So basically, another kid came out, and he decided to be funny, and so he said, "Stop playing around." He grabbed the frisbee, threw it as hard as he could, hit the light. The light fell down, but it didn't break. We came back the next year, and it was still up there because we saw my chip. So.
Oh, my gosh. Stephen, could we please charge the Andrews family for a broken light? Oh, okay. Audrey, did you stay out past curfew? Okay, that's disturbing. Did you break a light? Okay, please share a camp memory that doesn't have to do with a broken light.
Okay. My favorite camp memory is wholesome, not, you know. Anyways, so my favorite camp memory is when I decided to be baptized. It was the second or third day of camp, and I had been thinking about it for a while, and I had asked Micah, like, a lot of questions before that when making my decision, because I've always grown up in, like, I went to elementary school here, and then I go to IWA, and so a Catholic school, so I always had very different views, kind of the faith, so it was very, I had a lot of questions, and Micah answered a lot of them, and it was just one of the nights, and the pastor of the overall thing was like, is there someone who wants to make a change in their life today, if they would stand up, and I think it was me and one other person that decided to stand up that night, and so I stood up, and I cried, and then I looked at my brother, and then he was crying, and then we all just kind of, like, cried for a while. And I went to Micah and asked if I could be baptized. So that is my favorite camp memory.
Thank you for sharing a wholesome one that won't get me in trouble a little bit later. Also, her brother that she mentioned was crying is going to be boy intern this summer. So we're extremely excited to have him back. So let me ask y'all this question. What is something that God has taught you at camp or taught you at camp last year? And Audrey, we're going to start with you again.
You just really love hearing me talk. That makes me really happy, Micah. So so throughout my entire life, I've had a really big fear of, like, people judging me when it comes to, like, professing my faith or actually doing anything in my life. And so I wouldn't sing a lot. I wouldn't, like, dance around. It was very, like, I was too scared to do that. But at camp last year, I was with Mackenzie and a few of my other friends, I just kind of decided that I was like, no, I think God really wants me to just express my faith, to express my love. And so I started singing and dancing around, and God kind of gave me the freedom to be able to express that, and I'm so grateful for it. So.
All right. Thank you, Audrey. Max, I'm going to ask you the same question, but I know you haven't been to camp with us yet, so I'm curious, what is something that God has taught you in the last year since you've been coming here?
One thing that's really helped me a lot that I've learned recently is that whenever you're going through life and things aren't working out your way or they don't pan out exactly how you want it, that instead of stressing over it or getting all worried up, is to give it to God. And because everything is a part of His master plan, like, He has a plan for everything and it's perfect. So giving it up to Him and trusting in that plan really helps me.
Wonderful, wonderful. So trusting in God's master plan. I love it, Max. Sean, I know I was kind of picking on you for a little bit. And for the record, I've seen their answer, so I knew what he was going to say earlier. But I love Sean, and I like to jazz him up, partly because he put 40 snakes in my office while I was on sabbatical. So I told him I'd get them back, and this was how. But Sean, I'm going to give you an opportunity to share something that you wrote down in your notes. What is something that God taught you at camp this past year? And if you wouldn't mind, hold that microphone kind of right there, yeah.
So I learned a lot last year, but I also realized when I got home that I didn't learn as much as I wanted to. And so I thought about it, and then I realized that not learning a lot helped me learn something. It made me realize that I won't gain spiritual knowledge at all unless I seek it and put my trust in God and help Him help me find it.
So, awesome, yeah. Awesome, man. Thank you for sharing that. Kyle, you also wrote something really good for this question. Do you mind sharing what God taught you at camp last year?
God taught me to always have a relationship with him and to spread his word to people that don't really know God or people that don't have a relationship with him.
Now that's easier said than done, right? Like that's pretty difficult to go out and to always share our faith. And so you had a verse that's kind of been on your heart lately that I think if we can remember that verse, I think it'll give us kind of the encouragement to keep going out and to keep sharing our faith, even when it seems impossible. Do you mind sharing that verse with everybody and why you like it?
The verse I put is Mark 9:23, and if you can, all things are possible for one who believes, because it shows that if you have God, you can do anything with him, and you can just use that to push yourself and to spread his word.
All right, man, thank you. Mackenzie, same question for you. What is a verse that God has been sharing with you lately?
So the verse that sticks out to me is Psalms 119:14. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. This verse is sticking to me right now because it's a daily reminder that no matter what people think of me, only God's opinion matters, and that I'm his daughter and he loves me. So, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Mackenzie. Let me see. Max, let me ask you that same question. What is a verse that God has been putting on your mind right now?
Recently, a verse that God's been putting on my mind is Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Oof. Before I figured out this verse, I used to wonder a lot about death. That sounds kind of bad. But like what would happen after it, or like kind of fear it. And this verse, after studying it a lot, I figured out that Paul was talking about how to live is Christ, meaning that when you follow Christ and live for him, to die is gain, meaning that you get to, when you die, you get to go see God. So that as a Christian, when you follow Christ, dying can be a good thing in a way.
Yeah, because then you get to the ultimate prize. Kind of like what Pastor B has been speaking on lately about this resurrected life, right?
Yeah.
Wonderful. All of these verses are verses that not only have helped them as teenagers, but have helped me even as an adult. And I think that's something we tend to forget about is the Bible is truth. And as truth, it can speak into us regardless of the stage of life we're in. And so I wanted them to share their verses, not necessarily verses from camp or Disciple Now, but where they are right now. Because maybe there's something that they have said that you're like, you know what, I have gone through that as well. And this is how I got from it. And if that's you, wonderful. Share that with these teenagers. Let them know, hey, you know what? I have also gone through that. And here's how God has shown me how real he is. And here's how God has ministered to me too. And if that is something that you are going through right now, then allow these teenagers, allow these verses to be an encouragement for you to keep on trusting in God and keep on fighting and keep on living for him. And, you know, that opportunity for you and the teenagers to connect is so extremely important. And that's one of my favorite things about youth camp is the intergenerational connections that we make. Over the years, we've had several people go to youth camp with us. Many of them are parents, some of them are interns, and some of them are just church members. And so over the years, I want to ask y'all, what is an adult that you've really connected with and why? Sean, let me start with you. Who's an adult that you've really connected with at camp?
So it's actually one of the old interns, Spencer. He was my mentor at camp for the last 2 years, and it's just really been a great time with him because he's shown me what to do in certain situations and how to cooperate with others and like just how to control myself. And he's just a great mentor, a great role model, and also like a great friend.
Awesome. Awesome. Spencer was intern for a year and a half. Yeah, he was here for a while. And now what's wonderful is he and his wife Issa are now youth leaders at another local church. So that's just one way that this church body has built the kingdom of God even outside of these walls. Mackenzie, who is someone that you've really connected with at camp?
So the adult that I've connected with is Candy Smith. She has always been there for me and my friends. She is an amazing role model. And you can always see how much she loves the Lord. She comes to camp with us. She has come to camp with us a few times, and the memories me and my friends have made with her are all amazing, and they're all wholesome.
She's going to be very disappointed she's not here right now. Audrey, share with everyone, you put two people on your list. Share specifically the young lady that you connected with.
Yeah, the other one was Micah. Micah just doesn't want to hear me talk about him. So... So last year, it was my first year at camp, and I had a group leader. Her name was Anna. I love Anna. She's so funny. But we would get together in our groups, and mine was small, and it was mostly made up of younger girls that were older than me. And but she kind of, she would read with us through the scriptures and kind of just talked about how it would, how it kind of pertains to our life and what God was trying to say. And I think she really helped me to realize that, like, God is speaking to us, like, now in our lives through the Bible, that if we just open our minds and our hearts to reading what, to looking at what we're reading, we can really just find the answers that we have so many questions to, you know, like. And I think Anna really helped me to realize that. And now, even when I read the scripture and stuff, I kind of look at it the way that Anna read it to us.
You know, there's a stat that's going around. The scary one is that 80% of teenagers, when they graduate from the church, they won't come back to the church. So there's a book written several years ago that was looking at that 20% that stayed and was asking, why did they stay? And they said it was because of the adult relationships I made at church, specifically the adult relationships that were not the youth pastor and were not the parent. So again, every time you see one of these students in the hallway and you smile at them and tell them thank you, you're coming, or have a conversation with them, you're building a kingdom moment that seems so small but can have such a lasting impact. So we're going to be wrapping up here pretty quick, but let's kind of end on some high notes. What is something you are looking forward to at camp this year? Max, since this is going to be your first year to go with us, what's something you're looking forward to?
Like you said, this is going to be my first year at church camp, so I'm really looking forward to building on the relationships I've currently made here at church, and maybe in like growing closer to friends and also meeting new people and building on those relationships as well.
Awesome, man. And I'm so stoked that you're coming. Audrey, share with us something you're looking forward to get from camp this year.
I'm looking forward to the time spent in worship songs, but I'm also looking forward to meeting a lot of new people who have kind of that or same mutual belief in God, and to really just explore that with another person.
Awesome. Kyle, how about you?
Something I'm looking forward to is just be with my friends at church camp and to strengthen my relationship with God. And I hope that after church camp, I maintain that relationship and keep it strong.
Awesome. Mackenzie, will you share not only what you're looking forward to at camp this year, but kind of also talk a little bit about what happened to you at camp last year?
Okay, so what I'm looking forward to camp is I'm excited for this leadership program that they host there. Basically, I will, in the morning, I think, I'll be going and learning about leadership, and I'll be, like, doing all this leadership stuff. And then in the afternoon, there's going to be rec, and me and another person will be teaching, like, the games and, like, all of that and doing rec. So that's what I'm excited for, but the reason I'm excited for that is because this past year at youth camp, I have realized that God has called me to some sort of ministry. And so I think it'll be a great experience and will help me lead forward to what I have to hold in the future.
Wonderful, wonderful. Another student who surrendered to ministry as a result of you sending her to camp. All right, last question. Let's talk a little bit about how the church can get involved, how they can support, because not everybody, the reality is, can go to youth camp as a sponsor. So, Audrey, we're going to start with you, and we're just going to go straight down the line. How can the church pray for us when we go to camp June 11th through the 15th?
I ask the church to pray for me to be able to realize what God is trying to tell me and to pray for me to get further back into touch with God and truly learn his word.
My prayer request is that people will pray for me for my anxiety and my uncertainty in life and like all the plans that God has for me. I pray that my prayer request is that y'all that I will find a way to move past it and be courageous and be strong in my faith and have faith in God that he has a plan for me and trust in him.
So I hope that all y'all can pray for me by just asking God to help me and be safe and just to find peace within God and to help me find wisdom and knowledge and all that God offers to me at that time. And so, yeah.
Y'all can pray for me to be able to not only grow closer to God, but to help build habits that would help me build on that relationship with God, as well as just being more comfortable with whenever I have a problem to go immediately to him and seeking like guidance and counsel in him.
Y'all can pray for me by praying that I maintain my relationship after church camp and keep it strong, and that after church camp, I just stay with God.
Wonderful, guys. Thank y'all so much. Kyle, I am so proud of you for being up here. Last year, I could have said, yeah, any one of them, they'll come up here, but this really isn't something that you seek out, and you're up here anyways. You did a great job, and y'all all did a great, didn't they do so wonderful, church? Way to go, guys. So, tell you what, if y'all wouldn't mind taking your stools and take them back there, and if you'll put your microphones back on the stand, I'm going to invite the band to come back up and prepare to close us out. But as they do that, there's three kind of themes that I wanted you to get from hearing their testimonies. The first is this. God is at work in the lives of our students. I know we see posts on social media, we hear stuff on the news, and we kind of feel like that God has almost abandoned this generation. Well, let this be a reminder that God is still alive and at work, and the generation that is coming up, the generation of the church of today, they still believe in God and they still seek him, but they can't do it alone. And that's where they need you. And they need you to help send them to camp, and they need you the other 51 weeks out of the year when they're up here not at camp. They need to be reminded that their church family loves them and cares for them. See, these little moments at camp can lead to life-changing moments here at home. And the last thing is this. Pray for our students. Pray for our leaders. We leave for camp June 11th through the 15th. We are going to Horizon Camp at Heart of Texas out on Lake Brownwood. We are very excited about it. It is going to be a wonderful time, but we need prayer, church. We need prayer for safety. We need prayer that God removes any distractions from their lives, and we need that they let their guard down. That way God can come in their lives and show them something wonderful, something they haven't seen before. And so instead of doing a normal invitation, what we're going to do at this moment is I'm going to invite all the students who helped do the offering. They're going to get these red cards that are right here on the front row. And these red cards have the name of one of our students, as well as their grade and what year it is that they've come to camp. If you wouldn't mind raising your hand, and they'll bring you one of these cards And that's just a challenge for you to pray for that soon. So as soon as y'all come, the red cards are right here. Avery and Emma have them. And church, if you'll just raise your hand, if you'll commit to praying for our students, and they'll come to you just as quickly as they can. And in the meantime, our praise band is going to lead us through worship for one more song.
Will you stand with us, please, as we continue to worship?
Church, you may have a seat. We do have a couple of announcements that my friend William will share with you in just a moment. But before we do, thank you so much for being here today. There are several teenagers that you saw up here on the platform, but there's several more who are working behind the scenes, including two of them who are up working all the slides that you saw up here. But none of this could be possible without our wonderful mentors. That's what we call our Sunday morning and Sunday evening Bible study leaders. They're not in this room right now. And the reason is because they're over at the gym making sure everything is getting set up for the upcoming lunch. So we would love to invite you as soon as Bible study is over for a barbecue lunch over in the gym. It is a free lunch, and we do have to-go options available. In fact, all of the meals will be put in a to-go box. So if you want to come and sit down in the gym and enjoy the meal, that's fine. Or if you want to just grab it and take it along with you, or we also have a drive-through option. This is just another way that we can serve you as a way of saying thank you so much for all that you have done for us. Again, if you would like to help us reach our goal of $11,325, the envelopes are right outside here. Grab an envelope, whatever number is on there, if you wouldn't mind putting that amount in there. If you have, let's say, $25 in your wallet right now, but the $25 envelope is gone, grab the 24 as opposed to the 26. And the reason is it's always better if our envelopes have more than what's on the front as opposed to less, just because that helps us reach our goal. Again, thank you so much. Once you're done with that envelope, there's a box that you can drop it in, or you can put it in your Sunday school box here in a little bit as well. But I'm going to invite my friend William to come up and share a few announcements, and then Pastor B is going to close the service down.
There is a Bells by the Bay Carillon concert series on Sunday, April 28th at 8 o'clock on the front lawn. The guest carillonneur, Shannon Norton Richards from Frisco, Texas. There's a senior adult lunch on Sunday, May 5th at Ellamore Hall at 11:30 a.m. The tickets are $10. The First Baptist Church family movie night, the film is Unsung Hero, 6 p.m. on May 5th. At the Century 16 Theater. The tickets are $5, available in foyers today. The men's Bible study opportunity, weekday lunchtime study, contact John Campione. VBS volunteer sign-up table, June 24th through 28th. Volunteers needed for decorating, teachers, co-teachers, guides, and snacks.
I know some of these students have left the room, but if you appreciate seeing them lead today, would you give them another indication? It is such a blessing to see students step into leadership and actually begin to own their faith, and we've heard some of that today and seen some of that today, and that's exciting. It's exciting. That's really what church is about, is passing on the faith. We're always one generation away from extinction if we don't pass that on to the next generation. And so I'm so grateful for Micah and your leadership in that, the mentors, as you mentioned, that spend time each and every week with our students. And for our students, thank you for stepping into this and getting out of your comfort zone and doing something a little uncomfortable. Means a lot. It means a lot to see you leading, and great job today. One thing I want to just share really quickly, you know that we have had a partnership for over a decade with South Texas Children's Home, and specifically with their international ministry and the trips that we take to the Dominican Republic. We will be doing that again in June, taking a group to the Dominican to serve there. And if you've ever been on that trip, you know what to expect. It's very well organized, and everything is taken care of. It's what I usually call mission trip in a box. You really don't have to plan a lot. You just show up, and they tell you where to go and what to do, and it's wonderful. Well, they have begun to break into other areas and take groups into other areas. One particularly is El Salvador, and I have interest in our church having two trips this year, if possible. The one in June to the Dominican. And if there's anyone that is interested in a little information about El Salvador, I would like for you to come by and see me in the Welcome Center immediately following, just to see if there's interest. If there's no interest, then we won't put a lot of effort into planning a trip. But I'm thinking somewhere in the fall. It doesn't have to be a large group, but be about a week. And I will tell you, if you've been on a Stitch mission trip before, this won't be quite like that. It's not nearly as organized yet because they don't have the personnel in country. And so it'll be a little more adventurous, just to let you know. But it'll be good. And I went in January to see what all is happening there. And God is really moving in a network of churches. And so I'm excited about the opportunity, but don't want to go by myself. So I will just love to hear if you're interested in it. And then we can start putting plans together if there's enough interest to go. So if you're interested in that, come see me in the Welcome Center immediately following the service. Again, don't forget the lunch today, also the envelopes. Continue to support our students financially, but certainly in prayer and encouragement as you see them around the building. So as we're dismissed today, may the God who shows us that he loves us every day remind us that we are called to pass that love and our faith on to the next generation. Amen. We're dismissed.
Lost if it was not for you. I'm in love with everything you do. I will only sing your praise. Jesus, you're the one who made me.